Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That's just
what is up? What is happening? This is In This League, a live edition on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Memorial Day weekend with Mr. Bogman, Mr. Welch. Bogman, how are you doing? How you doing, pal?
Great.
You doing good?
Call me pal.
Oh, what's wrong? What's got you down? Talk to your old boy Welch here. What's got you down?
In my stupid doctor's office saying they would call him my prescription, and they didn't do it. And by the way, it's only for blood pressure. So they are aggravating the crap out of me. And I'm just not happy right now. I'm not a happy camper.
How's the week been going? How you been out on the roads?
I may have been probably called a maniac more than once. But people need to learn how to drive.
Can you say any of the words you've been saying to people?
No. On occasion, I am the ambassador to teaching people how to drive around the world.
You feel that you are that person.
But I think I've heard a comedian make this joke before that the one thing that every single person has in common is they all think that they're the best driver that's ever lived. That's just the truth. Everyone thinks that they are a good driver. Everyone else drives like an idiot. And it happens. And those people now know that they need to work on some stuff while they're driving.
So really, you're a saint. You're just out there saying,
I feel like I am doing the world a service.
You're like,
by letting these people know they need to work on some stuff. Right. They need to work on some stuff. They need to get it done. And I think the point of getting there is kind of regardless, right? Now they know.
So knowing's half the battle.
G.I. Joe. That's right.
It's
not like they have a weird growth on their face or something. I'm like, you got to get that removed. Or it's not like I'm going up to someone and saying, man, you need to eat a sandwich. You're skinny. It's these people may not know that they are bad drivers and I am informing them. So I feel like I'm doing my community a service. So my blood pressure is 200 over 180. So
are you gonna make it through the show? You want to talk about some Steelers? We're gonna talk some Steelers later. We're gonna get your blood pressure up a little bit.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's what I want
to
do.
You know, you're making me think about like when you said you're like, hey, you need to eat a sandwich. I was about to say, when's the last time you ever heard that? Never. Except, is there anything better in life than like a 60-year-old woman? Like a 60-year-old woman that's from just a little bit of a different generation. Like the amount of times you'll have someone, they'll be like, oh, how are you, handsome? Oh, you look so great. And you're just a fat, disgusting mess. But just like old ladies want to say nice things to you. And you're like, you know what? We do need to take better care of our elderly. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you for not making me hate myself for a minute. Do you have any of those type of people or is that just me?
Yeah. What are you, not feeding yourself?
And you should eat.
Have you looked at my waistline, lady? I am eating for three, and I'm a male. So I get what you're saying. So that's putting me in a better mood. What other food can we talk about? Maybe I'll order some food in the middle of the show.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, order. What are you thinking? What's good for blood pressure? Maybe some spicy
food?
Nothing
that you can order. Nothing that you can order to your house. So what am I going to get? A salad delivered to me? And then my fat ass didn't even get up and go get it. So
that would actually be great. A diet soda and a salad. Could you Uber Eats that, please?
I'm not the diet person. I always found it hilarious when someone would be like, I want the double quarter pounder with the large fries. Diet Coke, please.
Not a diet. Watching my figure.
Just get a Coke, you fat ass. What are you doing with your Diet Coke? What difference does it make? So, and they're like, what if that person has diabetes? Well, then they shouldn't be eating the number two. That's what I'm saying. So,
they should keep their tomatoes on.
Anyway.
I was waiting to see where you were going to go with it. I was trying to give you a little bit of room there. I was letting you breathe.
Yeah, you're fishing for $100 here, and I'm not giving it to you today.
No, so. It's Memorial Day weekend, Boggs. What do you do for Memorial Day weekend?
Nothing.
You celebrate anybody?
Yeah, my mom will make ribs on Sunday, so I'll go over and have some ribs.
All right.
And that's what I'll do. So
okay, that's it. I mean, the positive thing is there's not a super important show that HBO can say, hey, we're not airing this week, and we'll air it next week. And you're just like, why are you not airing the show this week? This is the best time to air it. I'm off tomorrow. That type of thing.
Cares about HBO and the show. How many people do you think immediately canceled their subscription?
I would die to get their subscription numbers from 2 weeks ago to right now. I would love to know how many people canceled.
19.3 million people
canceled.
Watch that one live. No. Watch that live. Like that was their live number, which means they have. Well,
I think
I mean, that's that probably means they have 50 people that actually pay for HBO. But
I thought I read that it would have been like the 54th like highest viewed game of the NFL last year.
Right. What's funny about that, too, is I was watching the comedians in cars getting coffee or whatever. And
better
Jerry
ending
Seinfeld,
than Game of Thrones.
Way better. the last show made me laugh at that. But he had Trevor Noah on, you know, Trevor Noah, the guy that took over for Jon Stewart doing the Daily Show, all that stuff.
Super funny.
And well, they were talking about football. Because it was like they recorded like the day after the Super Bowl or something. And he's like, you know, your football and then our football. And he's like, you know, you guys had 150 million people watch the Super Bowl, which is amazing. But like in soccer, it's like 400 people watching like a tournament game. So it's really ours should be called soccer. But you guys are arrogant here and call it, or ours should be football. But you guys over here call it soccer. And I was like, yeah, that's true. But where what country are you working in?
Yeah.
You know, what country are you working in? Working in this country where we watch American football more?
Uh-oh, MAGA.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying make America great
make
again.
Make sports
like,
great again, Bogman. Tell them.
Yeah, I'm just like, where are you? Maybe play to your audience is all.
You can
so.
Take your football and you can get
whatever,
out.
Whatever. Yeah, I'm MAGA. Give me a break.
You don't like our football, then you can get out.
How much I love Latin women and I'm MAGA. Give me a break.
I would have enjoyed watching you watch that and listening to your commentary more than I would the Game of Thrones ending.
What are you talking about, Trey? Ever know come over here take an American's job you like you've ever had to go through anything horrible in your life.
Can you imagine sitting there watching Jerry Seinfeld and Trevor Noah talk about sports? That sounds like the worst time I would ever have.
It was funny. It wasn't.
When has Trevor Noah ever been funny?
I got to be honest, I have not watched The Daily Show since
either
who
is anyone
before
else.
Or Jon Stewart.
God,
who was that guy?
Was it the guy?
He got some late show. His name started with a C.
Oh, let's see. Who was before? Oh, my computer's not going to go fast. I see his name. Didn't he? Was he the tall blonde guy? Who was
before
Jon Stewart on The Daily Show? It's going to piss me off. I'll say Craig Robinson, but it's not Craig Robinson. It was, Craig Kilborn.
Craig Kilborn, thank you.
Yes.
I don't know that I've watched The Daily Show since Craig Kilborn left. So.
Oh, really? I love the Jon Stewart years, but this could be blasphemous, not a huge Seinfeld guy. I'd love to hear Seinfeld when he's not trying to be ironic, and not a Trevor Noah guy, not either one of them guy.
I don't know anything about Trevor Noah outside of like his initial story about how he grew up in South Africa and that was terrible.
I don't know any of it.
And then he came over here, but I don't know anything else.
And then
about
he talked
Trevor.
About soccer versus football, and Bogman said, "You can get
it." It was funny, but I was like, "Well, you know, where are you working? Where are you doing this job? You know, that's all I'm saying." It'd be like calling all Americans fat when you're in Alabama. You know,
looking at us.
Right. Yeah, we're sitting up front. It's like, why is every white guy fat? And
hey.
I'm like, hey.
You're
know your
right.
audience. We're your audience. Come on. We're right here in front of you. What are you doing?
Man. I was hoping I was going to let you dig a little bit more of a hole, but I don't know. Yeah. I keep the show. Keep it around a little bit longer. No, so.
Yeah. I want to talk about politics like I want to never take my medication again.
You know, it'd be fun. So. Do you have like a blood pressure machine?
No.
Oh, you don't have. You don't really. You take blood pressure medicine. Really,
you think I want to know? I don't want to know.
Do you want a scale?
Give me a break. No, I don't. Threw right in the trash. What do I need it for? How's this going to help me? Am I going to stand on it every day and get depressed? No, thanks.
Is that why you don't own a book either? You just listen to them?
You know what? It doesn't spark joy. I threw it away, like whatever that lady said in Netflix. Like, this blood pressure machine
vegetables.
Doesn't help me at all. It sparks no joy. Vegetables.
Water.
Dieting stuff. Anything healthy sparks no joy.
Don't go to the mailbox. Right. Actually, dude, this is your life. You don't go to the mailbox because you don't want to see your bill.
I don't need to see my bills through the mail. It's not that I don't want to see them. I don't care. It's that I get them like a human being through email, and I know when to pay them. I don't need to see them through the mail. We don't need to do this twice. And I've hit paperless on all my stuff, and they're like, I know you hit paperless, but here's another bill.
They'll send it. They're just like, just in case.
Yeah, well, you paid it 2 days late, so here, we're going to print this out and send it to you.
We just want to remind you. That is, that's not something I think I tracked before with you. That is definitely, that might be kind of your thing, Bog. You're just like, anything that could bring you any bit of non-happiness, you're just like, I don't need to see it.
And I'm already on blood pressure medication. Like, what do I need that stuff for?
Well, I was going to say, because what would have been a great bit is every segment we check your blood pressure. We do a blood pressure check-in.
That would be hilarious. So
no, it wouldn't be good.
In at the end, when I have a stroke, you would be laughing the hardest. Is that what you're saying? Like right now, you dick.
I own a blood pressure. I own like two of them at my house.
Well, congratulations. What do you want, a cookie?
You
want
to borrow one? I'd love a cookie, but I'll get my blood pressure
Obviously,
up.
Obviously, if I wanted one, I would have one. I don't want one.
I think we might be able to track now when you haven't taken your blood pressure medication. I think I can tell now.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you can tell. So
I'm having a good time.
Yep.
Am I going to win $100 soon?
Maybe. You keep digging. So.
All right. Digging.
You also might lose out on the money we make from this show for the rest of time.
No.
If you keep digging. So that's all I'm saying. Not because I'll quit, but because we will no longer be employed. That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's gonna happen at some point. Gonna happen at some point. Like, hey guys, we got important people.
Go out with a bang. So,
you guys spent 10 minutes on talking about sports. You can get out.
Yeah, boy. What are you talking about? Soccer here? What country you think you're playing in?
Have we ever talked about soccer?
No. Why would we?
I think the only soccer we've ever talked about is talking about how ridiculous people are whenever there's that tournament. What is the World Cup? And people are just tournament. Like, oh my God, everyone's wearing their jerseys and stuff. And it's like, you're embarrassing. Nobody cares about soccer. Well, what? There is a soccer stadium in Arizona. I could not tell you what the soccer team name is.
The Hot Shots.
I think that was the AAF team.
You're right.
See, I knew what the defunct football team was.
Phoenix Rising. That's what it is.
Oh, the Rising?
Yeah.
Okay.
They had my buddy came into town, and his friendo is a huge soccer person. Like, he loves watching soccer.
I bet
soccer.
He's really fun to be around too. He's like, "Wait, I don't want to go to this bar. They only have Miller Lite. I need 7% IPAs."
Just the worst. I do not like that guy. But he went. My buddy went with him, and they have dollar beers at the Phoenix Rising, and he was like, he said it was like I was back in college, man.
Maybe we should go to a soccer game.
Yeah, for what reason? So we could get in a fight? I mean.
Yeah, your blood pressure's already up. What am I saying? Right.
Exactly. So, but luckily, when we're done with this show, my prescription has been called in. So.
Ooh, they gave you a little call, and they said, because they weren't going to give you the prescription. That was the bit that was going on.
It was a whole thing, yeah. They're like, oh, we know. We know we've been giving you this for 3 years, but no more.
And I was like, and it's Memorial Day weekend, so you can't get it.
Yeah, you can't get it either, so no more. And I was like, all right, well, so I called them back and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll schedule you up an appointment. And then when you come in, we'll resubscribe it, but we'll just up you for 30 days. And then I was like, okay, that sounds great. And then my last prescription ran out and it'd been a couple days. So I had to call them and they're like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, I mean exactly what you told me was going to happen. Like, well, we didn't say that. I'm like, yes, you did. You did say it. Mm-hmm. And I'd like my medicine, please. So I don't have to go and run people off the road who don't know how to drive.
You're Chris Farley. Run the thing out of goddamn apartment.
Richard Buckman.
Right. Well, that was fun. That was a nice little fun down. Yeah, a little awesome. Interpersonal stuff with Bogman. Just letting everybody know. Everyone knows you're on blood pressure medication now, too.
Like anyone didn't know. You see how often I go to Carl's Jr. I'm not on BP.
Yeah, but so. Like, oh, okay, that's fair. But. If just blanketly, someone that listens,
oh my God,
were to say which one of you two is on it, people would clearly say me.
Well,
because of my anger.
I'm not going to say you don't need it. I'm not a doctor. I have no idea. I mean, maybe you could use it too, since clearly it is calming me down a little bit.
Does it calm you down, or does it just bring your blood pressure down?
I think bringing your blood pressure down just calms you down initially. Maybe it's because I don't feel so crappy that I'm in a better mood. That's probably what it is. But, yeah, I mean, I could stand to lose a little weight and do all that stuff, but that'll come after baseball season. Okay. So
come with me. You can come with me. I'm sure it's going to happen during football season.
Yeah, that's the diet starts tomorrow, the Welsh. Okay.
You know, you can come with me and you can run and you can pull your back muscles.
That's like my house words, like House Bogman. Like, you know, we do not sow, winter is coming. Mine would be the diet starts tomorrow. That's my house.
That's your sigil.
House Bogman. Yeah, it's a sigil of, the sigil is Boggs Jr., is the Boggs Jr. logo. That's my sigil and the diet starts tomorrow are our words.
We need, we have what our first flag might look like. We need to sell a flag and it's House Bogman. It's the Boggs Jr. logo with that word on it. That's really great. All right.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Diet starts tomorrow. Well, in the next segment, the sports start in the next segment, we're going to be talking about what's going down in baseball because prospects are assembled. Part two, they're coming back. There's a really interesting story that we haven't got to cover about a prospect going overseas. So don't miss any of it. Stick right here with In This League. More coming up. Be right back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
All right, welcome back. This is In This League. Find us over on Patreon if you would do so. Patreon.com/ITL Army. We have got, I'm very excited for our next secret show. Bogman's got a story that I know nothing about, and he says it'll be one of the best. And I have got a topic I am just so excited to talk about. And, well, I do hate a little bit that our secret shows are a little bit out. I mean, we have a whole nother week. And just as a tease, I want to talk about the, I don't know if you've seen anything about it, Bogman. I'm putting it out there almost because if other people talk about it, I don't want people to think we're taking it. But we're going to talk about this crazy Twitter story of the guy who says he transported heroin across the country and then messed with some gang members. Do you know anything about this?
What?
Oh,
is this like our buddy who used to say that he was going to get $1 million in the Supra? Like, is this just clearly not true?
There's so many turns and twists on it. It's so fantastic. It was this huge thread and it's blown up into this massive thing. And we're going to be talking about that on our secret show, our uncensored secret show that's on Patreon. It drops June 1st, plus a bunch of other fun stuff. So be on the lookout for that. Yeah, it's a killer story. I just like we can talk about it here and I don't want to quote. I don't want to say like I don't want to waste it here. That's not it. But it's a secret show topic because it's so over the top and crazy and everything that is the internet. And yeah, so it's going to be super, super fun.
I'm excited to see the thread. So I haven't even seen the thread yet. So.
Prospects Assemble, part two. Also, I'd promote, if you guys want, the latest prospect one. I've got Jim Callis. We're talking about the MLB draft. So I actually didn't talk so much in the latest P1 about this next wave of prospects, but they're back. We've got just apparently this is how it works. It's yawning. It's baseball's version of yawning. One team brings up a prospect and four or five other teams react. Now, these guys aren't the same wave of Brendan Rodgers and Austin Riley and Keston Hira or anything like that. Like, this isn't going to be some crazy fab weekend that's upon us. But we had a couple other relatively important names call up. Number one, Kevin Biggio. Wasn't Craig one of your favorite players growing up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I grew up. I lived in Houston until I was 11. So I watched the Astros, so I was right in the wheelhouse of Bagwell and Biggio. So, yeah, Biggio, definitely one of my favorite players of all time.
And Biggio's been having a ridiculously good season. 24-year-old, kind of, I want to call him a utility because he plays over a lot of spots. They list him at second base. I don't know if he's going to – he won't be there, especially for this team, because ultimately their infield's going to look like Lourdes Gurriel and Bo Bichette. Because Kevin Biggio is probably going to play more outfield and he can just move around. But on the season – at least in the minors, he's hitting .307 with a .445 OBP, six homers, five stolen bases, more walks than strikeouts. He's this really crazy prospect that you kind of don't know what to do with. We saw him last year. He was just here in the Arizona Fall League, and he's super patient. He's going to wait for his pitch, but he's almost like the like a Carlos Santana. You know how Carlos Santana can have like massive walk rate, but he just waits to find his pitch. But he's not one of those guys like, oh, he waits and he gets all these walks and he's on base. It's like, well, he also is going to wait and strike out, and he's going to pile up strikeouts because he's got to find his perfect pitch. So he doesn't usually rock a fantastic average. He had a .252 in 2018, so he's overperforming, but he's coming up to the majors. And he's someone that if you ask prospect people like me or James Anderson or whatever, we don't love him, but the like long term, but the baseball person, Boggs, just the fantasy baseball person that's not dialed right into prospects, they kind of like fall in love because they read the numbers. I had this argument. Remember, I had that argument with Chris Towers like at the beginning of the season, like the first week or two, where it's, you know, if you don't know Biggio and you don't watch him over time, people are just like, well, how do you not like this guy who's walking more than striking out? He's hitting homers, he's stealing bases, and he's hitting for average right now. Why don't people like him?
And people like to pedigree also.
Yeah,
dad's a Hall of Famer. So to be honest, I feel like almost anyone coming in with, you know, their father's name is at a disadvantage. I mean, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is a rare case. You know, it's not very often where the son is better than the father. I mean, you know, it's
Griffey.
Yeah, Griffey is probably, I mean, think of him. You know, it's Griffey is one of the few ones I can think of off the top of my head. I'm sure there's probably other examples.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, there's smaller examples of guys that played like in the 70s and or the 80s, and then their sons came up and that maybe they're not like big name stars. They're just not coming to my mind right now.
Probably someone whose dad got a cup of coffee or whatever, and they came up and they were a, you know, role player. And I mean, they're better, but it's very few where you get, you know, generational talent and then generational talent.
The Bichette one will be interesting. Dante Bichette versus Bo, who's a top prospect. I mean, it's so amazing. The Blue Jays are so fascinating with all of these guys that they have this lineage, and how many are going to be better than their father. I mean, still, you know, we're making a big deal. Like, Griffey was just clearly better. And there are a couple that we are just not thinking of right now, and someone's screaming at us.
Griffey hit 600 bombs.
He's the poster child for this argument. But there's no, you know, like, people would be like, well, what about, you know, like Vlad Jr.'s in there? Vlad is, you can't even come close to sniffing this conversation about him to his father. Like, he's going to be great, but give me a break.
You just piqued my interest when you talked about Bo Bichette and Dante Bichette. Here are Dante Bichette's career numbers, and you can tell me if you think Bo is going to hit these or not.
Okay.
But it is a .299 career average for Dante.
Wow, is he really .299? Okay.
.299.
I mean, Bo Bichette did win a minor league batting title a couple years ago, and then he simmered off, and
Now, he never hit. He hit 331 was his best year. No, 340 actually was his best year. He had a stretch of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years of hitting 300 or better.
What were all his teams, by the way? Was it Rockies? Was it all
Angels, Brewers, Rockies, and Red Sox?
I mean, Rockies are just – how many years was he with the Rockies? Because that's – only what I think about with Bichette.
4, 5, 6, 7 seasons. Okay. So started with the Angels and then Brewers, Rockies, and then finished with the Red Sox. So 934 career runs with 274 career bombs, 1,141 RBI, and a 152 stolen bases, and 336 was his career OBP. So, I mean,
I think he can
Bo Bichette. Regardless of how good Bo Bichette is, maybe he's got the potential to beat those, but he's got to stay healthy. He's not playing in Colorado. Like, those are going to be hard numbers to come by, right?
Yeah, I mean, those are going to be hard. I mean, I guess if you think about him as like a top pedigree guy, you think about where he is as a prospect, you say, okay, well, 250 homers. Not that, I mean, Mike Trout just hit that, and he's still got a full table behind him. But, like, not that that's not a small feat or anything like that. But, I mean, I think the homers feel obtainable if you're thinking about the prospect that he is, but man, to be a career essentially 300 hitter, what was his OBP?
336 career.
Okay. I mean, Bo Bichette very much could be in line to mirror that or be better. I don't think it's unreasonable. I mean, and that actually, it's funny that you're saying this, this brings up a bigger conversation of like, who are the worthwhile conversation fathers, you know, because like I said, they're guys that, you know, played like three seasons in the majors or whatever. I have this memory of like Whit Merrifield talking about how his father, you know, getting called to the majors or whatever. Like, there's guys that obviously their fathers did something in the minor leagues, but take fathers in baseball that did something significant in their baseball career and then look at their sons and compare them. So just don't do this little minuscule thing that, you know, I'm dancing around. Like, let's really get it. You know, you're talking about guys like, I mean, even Griffey. What did Griffey Sr., what were his stats? Would he qualify under what I'm saying?
He lasted a long time. Let me see. Ken Griffey played from 73 to 71 or to 73 to 91. And then,
yeah, he would 152 homers. I mean, that I think
200 stolen bases, career 296 average.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he was good. He's a good player.
Yeah, okay, that's enough. I guess that's where I was going. It's got to be enough of not like this small sample size. I mean, Griffey absolutely annihilated those numbers. For Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to surpass that, to surpass what Vlad Sr. did, I mean, it is the tallest of tall orders to do.
Right. And a lot of people don't think that he'll last that long because he's, you know, a wide body. So
there's
he's
something
more
like
Blogman the Welsh than Vlad Sr. in that case.
There's other interesting ones out there, too, like Tom Gordon's son, you know, D. Gordon, and you have Nick Gordon, who's still in the minors. Like, how would you even quantify that? Like, I don't think there's anything D. Gordon's going to do that will surpass, like, who Tom Gordon was.
Man, I'm just looking at Vlad Sr.'s career numbers. Career 318, 1,328 runs, 449 homers, 1,496 RBI, and only 181 swipes. I was kind of surprised by that. But 379 career OBP.
Yeah, I mean, Vlad Jr. is going to have to be a Hall of Famer to surpass him.
Right.
So and there's so many father-son combos nowadays that we're getting. You know, guys that we might have grown up, maybe even that they're on the tail end of their career or midst of their career. They're these guys now that their children are slow. I mean, you know, Pedro Martinez's son, he plays for the Tigers. Mariano Rivera, there's Mariano Rivera Jr., who I'm trying to remember where the hell he plays for now. I can't even think of it. I don't know if it's the Tigers or something like that. You know, these guys, their sons are out there, but to surpass their fathers, it is so few and far between.
Yeah, it's insane. And I'm looking at Craig Biggio's numbers just because Cavan got the call yesterday. 281 career hitter. 291 homers, 414 stolen bases with 1,844 runs. Jesus. And 1,175 RBI in his career. And OBP career for him was 363. So,
I mean, that's
a tall task to ask someone to get there.
It would just be this small, it's like a little Illuminati small group of guys that could actually be better than their fathers that were significant enough to talk about. Like if Jacob Gonzalez, Luis Gonzalez was fine, you know, like not a Hall of Famer,
yeah,
you know, in that borderline. But if Jacob Gonzalez were to be better, that would fall in the conversation. But then, you know, the table gets set for some of these big guys like the Vladimir Guerrero Juniors or the Vladimir Guerreros and their sons. And I think it's an interesting conversation. A funny thing that you're making me think about was, I've told this before, so forgive me if you've heard it, but the makes me really laugh about Kevin Biggio. So on the Fall Stars game, which is the Arizona Fall League, it's, you know, it takes place in September through October, but October through November, each team brings out 5 to 8 prospects. They all come out here, they play, blah, 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 blah. We're out at this is the Fall Star game, and I'm on the field. There's Eno, Emily Walden's out there, my buddy Chris Blessing. We're all kind of getting some stuff, and I have this first moment. I'm interviewing John Duplantier, right? That's how we say his name, right?
Duplantier.
See, I interviewed him, and I still can't even say it right. So I'm interviewing Duplantier, and he has this moment. You can hear it on Prospect One where he calls out Kevin Biggio on there because Kevin walked by us, and he's like, "Kevin, I'm going to get you." So Kevin was in my brain because I forgot he was at this All-Star game. So then we're hanging around. I'm with Eno Saris from The Athletic, and Emily Walden, also from The Athletic. And Eno's telling me, like, hey, we're working on this article. We're doing this article about father-sons. Here's another one we forgot, Bogman. Mike Cameron and Daz Cameron. So Mike Cameron's son.
Yep.
Daz Cameron, because in this game, you had Vlad, you had Daz, you had Biggio, and I think there was one other, and I'm not thinking of what it is right now. So, you know, Eno's telling me about this. He's putting this article together. Emily was kind of assisting with it. Emily was able to get an interview with an interpreter for Vlad. She also knew Daz. And Eno had this line with whoever the other person was, and then Craig Biggio and Kevin. So he interviewed Kevin, and he's like, I think Craig is going to be here. He's like, I heard somebody told me that Craig might be here tonight. And I was kind of like, oh, that's cool. Like, Craig Biggio is going to be here. That's awesome. So we're hanging out, and we all have our seats in the very front row. Bogman, you remember, we always have the front row of the All-Stars game. James Anderson from RotoWire and I, we walk up to go grab a beer, and we're walking up the aisle, and I look over and I see look at this guy, and I'm like, is that Craig Biggio? And as soon as I get up to the top, James looks at me and he's like, that was Craig Biggio, right? And I'm like, yeah, that's what I thought. So I immediately, I text Eno, or no, we get our beer, I run down, I go, yo, Eno. I'm like, I think we found Craig. And he's like, oh, really? He's here? So we're standing at the very bottom. We look up and I'm like, that guy with the whatever shirt. And he had like some facial hair that didn't look like Biggio, but I'm telling you, it was a spitting image. And then Eno sees him and he's like, yeah, I think that's him. So Eno's like, all right, I'm going to go up and talk to him. So Eno walks up, gets up there, stands next to the guy, shakes his hand, starts talking. About 10 seconds later, he turns around and starts walking down and shaking his head. And we go, oh, no. And he comes down and he goes, that's not Craig Biggio. That's not Biggio. He's like, I went up and I said, you know, hey, man, you should be really proud of your kid. And the guy's just like, what?
He's in ninth grade. What are you talking about?
He didn't know what was going on. And then Eno was like, aren't you Craig Biggio? And then the guy laughs. He's like, no. And
is this guy like, is he at least like, I get that all the time? Or was he just like, no, I'm not Craig Biggio?
No, I think he was relatively nice about it, but he was looking at Eno like he was a crazy person. And we couldn't stop laughing about it because the guy, Eno walked up, the guy looked enough like Craig Biggio that Eno walked up to him and asked him. James and I both looked at each other, thought it was.
Get out of my way, guys. I got this.
But I was like, it was one of those things. I was like, Craig Biggio's been hitting the weight room. Like, I was like, it looks like he's bulking up a little bit. He looked identical to it.
It's too bad that I wasn't there because my aunt. So I used to stay at my aunt's house with my cousins when I was a kid, like over for the weekend or whatever. But when I do that, we would go to church on Sunday morning, and Craig Biggio went to the same church as my aunt did. So when it was later in the year when they weren't playing baseball, like if I was over there for winter break or whatever, I would see him at church sometimes. So I probably, I don't know if I could have pointed it out if he was a spitting image, but I probably could have been like, nah, I don't think that's Craig Biggio, guys.
You would have been our Biggio reference. Yeah.
Right.
Which would have been great. Some good photos out here,
him.
Too.
I've seen him in a suit at church. That's not him, guys.
Toronto Blue Jays tweeted out, by the way, Kevin Biggio and Vlad Jr. are the first ever sons of Hall of Famers to become major league teammates.
Look at that.
You believe that?
I mean, it's hard to believe with how much baseball has been played. So, but we get new stats every year. So I guess that's just another new stat. So kind of crazy.
I do think it's interesting. So that was one of my favorite stories. Eno had did later that night when we were all, you know, having a couple of libations in that room where we were playing Tecmo Bowl and playing poker. Eno, we brought up that story, got mentioned two or three more times by everybody. And anytime I see Eno, I try to remind him about that. So it's a fun story. Got another fun story about a prospect we're going to talk about on the other side. A couple more prospects that are making their way up. Prospects Assemble. While you're on the break, if you want, go to teespring.com/prospectsassemble or go to inthisleague.com. You'll find a link and you can get one of our ITL branded shirts for Prospect One. It is Prospects Assemble. We got a couple more of those guys and then a crazy fascinating story about a prospect that didn't get what he wanted to be paid and is potentially bucking the MLB draft system and
love
the thought that it might change if people follow him. So we're going to talk about all of that. More coming up right here in this league. Don't go anywhere.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire. In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In this league.
Oh, I remember that.
Welcome back. In this league on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thank you guys for tuning in. Catch all of our shows, whether it is this show, whether it's the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast, Basketball, Football, Prospect One, the CFF Show, and even more on any place that you listen to podcasts. Because guess what? We are there. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, TuneIn, iTunes. You're going to find all of our products there. Just search ITL or In This League. And you could fill your entire week. I know Bogman can listen to more podcasts than any other person. I'm amazed at the stuff you get through. Books, Audible books, every podcast you can get. If you have the ability to listen to Joe Rogan on a consistent basis, you can plow through some podcasts.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I can't. I like Joe Rogan stuff, but I can't listen to everything. I just can't do it. Like, I listened to the. Did you listen to the Annie Jacobson one?
No, I'm still. I'm on Neil Brennan right now. I just pick and choose at this point.
I listened to Annie Jacobson before Neil Brennan, so I went backwards. So now I'm listening to Neil Brennan. But I want you just in the break here, I want you to download that and listen to like a minute of Annie Jacobson talking and tell me she's not doing sexy voice for Joe's show.
Oh, like
she has to be doing that.
Like doing that.
It is embarrassing the amount of sexy voice she's doing.
Oh, really?
So,
like it's going to make me uncomfortable.
I wish she was reading an erotic novel instead of being on Joe Rogan's show. It would be, I would listen to it and see if it gets me there.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I don't know. You know, ASMR didn't do it for me. Maybe that'll do it for me. I don't know. But she's 100% doing some weird, sexy voice. There's
Bachman. You want to do some ASMR? There's,
I saw another. I follow a couple of.
I'm sure you just ran across it. It just was a happenstance, right?
Well, I follow a couple of adult superstars on the Snapchat.
Superstars, huh?
So, you know.
Not just stars, soup. What makes an adult superstar, please?
It's when I follow them on Snapchat. Oh. They go from porn star to superstar.
Superstar. So, give me a superstar.
I'm following Romy Rain on there. And
Lana Rhodes is a superstar, not Romy Rain.
Well, I bet Romy Rain would move to close to the top of the Welsh ranks if you go ahead and Google that right there. Okay. But she does ASMR stuff all the time, and she's always, you know, oh, swipe up to listen to my ASMR stuff. And I'm like, it just doesn't do it for me.
But I'll swipe up anyways.
maybe Annie Jacobson writes books. She's a journalist. She writes books about government conspiracies and things like that. I mean, I don't want to say that in a generalization, but like she wrote about Area 51 stuff and about, spies, who go and, kill world leaders and stuff like that. So, yeah, spies that spy, like I Spy and Spy versus Spy.
Spy versus and, Spy, great cartoon.
Mission Impossible. She writes about those spies they're spying. But her stuff is interesting that she's talking about. But it's one of those things where you're paying attention more to the voice than you are the information coming through the voice. Like how, we have been called high pitch before. People say that we have high pitch voices compared to other people. So, but I just like half the time I had to like rewind and go back and listen again because I didn't hear anything she said because of the way she was saying it. So,
well, now I need to do we need to like play it on here or something like that? Can we even do that?
If you could find a couple seconds of it. It's just you should play it. It's really funny.
All right. Well, here I'm gonna go here.
Modified human beings as part of a hoax, and the reason that I trust the source is because Joe, he told me that he also worked on the program, so he had like a burden to unload, right? Mm. And so.
I bet he did have a burden to unload. God, give me a break.
Like that, I'm going to unload my burden.
I was just about to like hit pause and I was going to make a joke. And then she just drops out. Joe, he had to unburden his load.
There's no way that's her real voice. If you're talking to her just at lunch, that's how she's talking. Not a chance in hell.
Hold on.
The Bob Lazar story is that when Bob Lazar said, I saw an alien. It looked like this. It was small. It had big eyes. Those were the those were the surgically modified humans that the government was doing experiments on.
That voice.
I'm telling you. There's no way. Is there any way that's her real voice? Is she?
I don't know what you're talking about, Bogman. I've always talked like this. I have a very popular podcast.
I've never changed my voice for anyone, ever.
My voice is never. My balls didn't just drop and I didn't just start talking like this. I'm very popular now and on television. I drive a very expensive car, an important car that most people can't purchase unless they're in a waiting line. But I now talk like this.
Oh, man. So that's what I've been listening to recently. But I didn't even finish it. I was like, I just can't get through this. So I
switched. Yeah, you're uncomfortable. You're moving around. You're like, I can't do this.
Yeah, well, I'm driving around going.
Save it. You're grossing everybody out. All right. Well, all I was trying to get across before was like, we've got enough content to essentially be like the Joe Rogan podcast, not the numbers. Maybe lifetime we've reached not even one episode of Joe Rogan on YouTube.
Yeah, but exactly.
We've got enough content out there between all the podcasts that we do. We have some shows for Fan Tracks. We've got our 3-hour show right here on FNTSY, plus all the other stuff. Takeaways, exactly. So InThisLeague.com, that's a home base. You can find all the stuff if you guys want to join along. So a couple of the prospects in the prospects assemble range, and then I want to talk about what Carter Stewart's doing. Josh Naylor, I was about to call Bo Naylor, his brother, two brothers that are coming up. And Bogman, remember your buddy Josh Naylor? You had a little Bogman yelling at Josh Naylor.
I think that Josh Naylor, should his doctor not prescribe him his BP medicine, would be in the same mood as me because we have the same
batting
body
practice,
type.
Batting practice medicine?
Yep, batting practice medicine. That's right. Definitely not blood pressure medication.
Oh, okay,
so.
Okay.
He's a big dude. He's a big dude, and
he had the hair of Odell.
It's Odell, yeah, Odell. Why are you eating so many cheeseburgers, man?
Bogman is literally screaming. Bogman is literally screaming. You were screaming.
I did not do that.
Odell, why are you eating all them cheeseburgers, man?
But I didn't scream. Why are you eating all them cheeseburgers?
You might have said that a little bit quieter.
for you to say, to for you to hear.
Well, we were sitting in the front row.
Right.
Yeah.
I hate, can I just get this off my chest real quick? I hate that you go to a fall league game and people want to treat it like it's a library. It's still baseball.
Yeah.
Like, you can still be loud. Like, I swear I've never been shushed at an arena before or a stadium before going to an Arizona Fall League game. You're like, he can hear you. I'm like, I don't care. He gets paid enough if he can hear me. They said that there were so few people at the makeup game for the Twins the other day that went, oh, God, who was it that gave up? Matt Harvey gave up like 8 runs or whatever it was.
So it was a day that ends in Y?
Right. So he's walking over and they one of the journalists who's for The Athletic, who's sitting up in the, you know, the booth, he said he could hear someone say, hey, Harvey, why don't you try it left handed in your next start? Because there were so few people there, like, that cut through everything and he could hear it. So,
yeah. So you want what excitement. You want to be able to heckle someone without being pointed out is what you're saying.
Well, not just that, but like, when something happens, there should be some noise, some clapping, something going on. I mean, I know there's not a ton of people that go to those games, but there's more and more, because when I started going to those games was like 2007, and there were, I literally counted one time and there were 29 people in the stadium.
Man, how great that would be.
That included the guy that sold me the beer. And
lemonade like grandma made.
No, like, I walked up, I'm like, you guys have beer or soda, or what do you have?
He's like, shh, we got it. It's an ASMR game. We like to sell the beer, but we want to be quiet here. I'm gonna open up the beer.
We have beer, Joe, if you want to buy the beer, but the government experimented with genetically modified human beings to make them look like aliens.
Would you like to unburden your load? Can you believe? Oh, you randomly came across it. I literally just scanned the thing.
Oh, yikes. But I don't know. Yes, Josh Naylor was there, and I called him Odell, like our goofy video of our guy yelling at Alan Krabby about how he's Odell.
And you did do it because of his hair, because he had the same hair as Odell, and you might have thrown in a weight.
Skinny. He's a big boy.
He's a big boy. He's listed 5'11", 250.
Right. And if he's 250, I'm 180 is all I'm saying. So,
or if he's 250, you're terrified.
I'm sure he works out all the time, but he, you know, he's on like my Carl's Jr. diet, you know, and that means if you're going to play in the National League, you are a first baseman
or a D. Well, he's a left fielder, actually, is where he's been playing, because there is no first base spot due to Eric Hosmer. But if Carl's Jr. can get you to hit 299 with a 378 OBP in the minors, that'd be pretty solid. They are PCL numbers, but he hit 10 homers. Same walk to strikeout ratio, 24 to 24, even as a stolen base in there. Naylor's interesting. He's got a knack for getting the ball on the bat. He chokes up a lot. I think he's more of a doubles guy. He can hit it opposite field. There's definite power in there, but I'm not sure. I don't think he's a sell for power type of guy. I just don't know what to do with him, because I don't see where a team can get him on the field regularly, especially a team like the Padres. Naylor needs to be traded and be a DH.
He's playing in the outfield. That's worse than Schwarber playing in the outfield.
Yeah, well, it's like Willie Calhoun, man. It's actually a very similar idea behind Naylor with Willie Calhoun, that he's a bat first guy. There's really not a great defensive home for him.
What hasn't, I didn't mean to cut you off, but it isn't like Willie Calhoun has had some athleticism in the past, right? Like, he started at second base.
Yeah, he's a second baseman. Then he went to the outfield. Like, he still plays. Right. But Naylor's one of those guys, though, man. He's one of those bigger athletic type of players. Like, he moves around better than his body would tell you. That's just how
he
is.
And I haven't seen that much of him, obviously, playing in the field or
a ton of him
running the bases. So if you're telling me he's more athletic than that, you know, I'll take you at your word. It's just, he looks like, instead of like Calhoun started at second base, it looks like Naylor started at the drive-thru. He started at Burger King.
And the worst of the worst. With Naylor, I'm just not into him. Like, people want to get really excited. There's just not a home on San Diego's roster. There's too many outfielders already. There's no place at first. They're only bringing him up, I think, it's really going to be about DHing, because they got an AL series coming up. He'll DH, he'll be gone. He needs to get traded. So people that are interested in picking him up, I'm not one of them for this year. The other guy that's getting all the freaking buzz right now, to the point where our guy, John Gambadoro, had reported that the Diamondbacks were calling up Kevin Cron, first baseman.
You're calling up Kevin Cron.
You're calling up Kevin Cron to play for, and he's the best
first baseman in the system.
He's going to come up and pinch hit and play a little bit of first base. And I retweeted this tweet from Gambo, and somebody was so mad. They were like, are you kidding me? He's going to come up and not be the everyday first baseman. And they're like, what is wrong with your team, Bogman and the Welsh? And I was like, this is like a 26-year-old, like, quad A player who, I mean, he, like, really found him. And not to say he wasn't, like, solid last year. I just want to remind you, he spent the entire season in the PCL last year, hit 22 homers, had a 300 average. And they still didn't bring him up this year until this moment where he is destroying. He hit 21 homers so far right. in 44 games. He hit 22 and 104 last year, 339, 437 OBP. He's killing everything. So people are freaking out about this power. Sure, you know, it's exciting to sit on and the idea. And I would even admit, like, you know, I'm not going to just be like, oh, PCL numbers. He can't be anything. The games change. These guys click later, especially these big, crazy, not defensive, projectable offensive hitters who are going to focus on just, you know, hitting dingers. Kevin Cron could play at the major league level. But my excitement is not through the roof on Kevin Cron right now.
No, and I think this is adding everything up perfectly, right? Like, it's Kevin Cron's getting called up. Christian Walker is struggling, and Cron has had this amazing season. So
and
I think
they just put Peralta on the IL.
Right. So I think people are getting their wires a little bit crossed here because, I mean, Jake Lamb's going to come back at some point here soon, too. So he could get some run at first base as well. So, I mean, he could come up within 2 weeks here, and then Cron could go right back down. And no one would bat an eye or be shocked by that. But over the last 2 weeks, Christian Walker only has one bomb. He's hitting 163. He's been terrible. So everything adds up for Cron to look like he's going to get some time. But I just don't know how much that's going to be because, like we said, you know, Cron is a 26-year-old journeyman type player. Like you said, quad A is probably appropriate in describing
him. I mean, he's been with the Diamondbacks, though, outside of journeyman. He's been with the Diamondbacks, and, you know, I think he was drafted in 2014 by the Diamondbacks. But what you're saying is, like, this is a guy who came in as an older dude. He's 26 years old. He has repeated levels for the last 2 years.
Right.
He continuously repeats levels because his hit tool is not immense. He's just bull strong. But that's
he's not CJ.
He's not. But you know what? He could be CJ down the line. It's possible. But that's why, like, when people are getting excited about picking him up this year, I'm not into him this year. It's pinch hitting, occasional first base. I still like Walker better. Lamb's going to come back. If this team is truly competing and Cron struggles at all, it's just not going to work. Are they already willing to give up on Christian Walker at this point? I don't think so. But if Cron comes in and all he does is mash, there's no way they'll get him out of there. I do think the possibility for him to hit is there, but I'm not aggressive. And people are talking about cutting significant players. Significant players for Cron in like 12 team. No way, man. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll wrong. Maybe you'll miss out on it. But you know what? Guys, I hate to say this. There's a dime a dozen of guys like Kevin Cron. Like, go pick up Chris Davis right now. What's the difference at this point?
Yeah.
You really think Kevin Cron's going to hit 330 at the major league level and hit 30 homers in the next, 115 games? I don't think so. And I'll eat my words if I'm wrong about that.
He's in a nice groove right now, and there is opportunity. But, I mean, Chris Davis, while he's not hitting, he's hitting 172 over the last 2 weeks, but he's got five homers. So, he may be 22, or I'm sorry, that's for the season. In the last 2 weeks, he is hitting 163 with two homers. So
maybe pick up Kevin Cron for Chris Davis if you have that option.
Yeah, but don't drop someone good or someone that is injured and banged up or something. Drop someone like Chris Davis if you want to pick up Cron, not someone good.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very timid about my expectations for Cron, for Naylor, maybe a little bit more with Biggio because I think he'll be given a little bit more of an opportunity. But – That is the next wave of prospects. They are assembling, and there'll be more waves, so make sure that you're tuning in here. Now, when we come back into Hour 2, we are going to talk about what we were teasing with Carter Stewart. Carter Stewart was drafted, didn't sign, went to junior college, and now he's doing something completely different from the system. He's trying to break it. He's trying to break the wheel, Bogman, and we're going to talk about that. He is Carter Stewart, the breaker, the broken, and when we come back, we'll hit that. Don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up.